Doctors.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. Let's kick it off with Brandy. Hi, Brandy.
Good evening.
How can I help, darling?
Thank you for doing your show, first of all. I have several things going on since May 3rd. My stress level's been up pretty high since I started going to coding class. But I'm having severe problem with trying to keep my blood sugar down and get the weight. It seems like I'm continuously gaining weight instead of losing.
Okay, so you're under a lot of stress, and you're starting to gain weight instead of losing it. Now, have you been to your doctor and had some blood work done? Have you been diagnosed with anything?
They diagnosed me with a diabetic. It's been probably like a couple of years ago, but last year I ended up starting taking medicine for it, and I'm having a hard time because one of the medication that they put me on, I was gaining weight, so I got off of that. Now they have me on metformin, and I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day, and then they gave me glyceride, and I can't deal with all these medicines, and so I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day. I take it once a day.
Okay.
So, and I'm just trying to get back off of it.
Well, the first thing, you realize this, that being diagnosed with diabetes type 2, that you can get out of that one. You don't have to be stuck with it. It's not once a diabetic, always a diabetic, unless you're dealing with type 1. That's a different animal. So, type 2 diabetes, I mean, how much weight do you need to lose?
I am at 250, so pretty much like 100 pounds, to be honest with you.
That's good. Good. At least we have a goal. And now, as long as you have a goal and you have somewhere to work toward, I mean, that's the key. Type 2 diabetes is a real challenge, and the good news is that it's a lifestyle-related health challenge, which means that usually we lifestyle our way in, meaning you've been eating a certain way for a long period of time, and that's put you in the spot that you're in right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Somewhat. Probably the past year, because I've been off work since like March last year, came out needing knee replacement, and so didn't end up getting a knee replacement because I ended up having a ruptured disc in the back. So it was just like a couple problems right behind each other, and so
Is it the knee? Hold on a minute. We're talking about knee replacement. I'm talking about the foods that you've been eating over the last several years that made you be 100 pounds overweight.
No, I was saying I don't think it's the restated food, because I'm trying to end up gaining more weight, probably like a good 20-some pounds last year, because I wasn't able to do a lot of walking and like I was supposed to have been doing.
But there was another 80 pounds that had nothing to do with that, right?
Somewhat. And why I say that, because I've had the knee problems for probably about the last 5 years, so.
Okay.
And so the exercise from the swimming and all the different things I used to do, I don't do them as much as I used to because of the knee problem.
What did you weigh? What is your age right now?
56.
What did you weigh when you were 25?
Probably about 130.
Okay. And what do you weigh now?
250.
Okay. Eating the wrong kind
of... Ever since I had a hysterectomy, I've had a serious problem with trying to keep weight off.
I understand. Hormones can play a role. They can. When estrogen or estrone gets a little bit more elevated, then it can cause you to hold on to a little bit more body fat. That's true. When you eat processed foods over a long period of time, like give me an example of what you eat right now on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, I don't have a fit like for eating certain cereals and stuff like that. I like get up and make baked fish or stir fry some vegetables. Like this morning, I eat stir fried vegetables.
Is that what you've been eating? Is that what you've been eating for about the last couple of years when you really started gaining the weight, or did you change that recently?
Well, I've been out like doing fish and stuff for like years because I don't eat red meat.
Okay. Well, if you've been eating that way for years and you've been eating vegetables and fish, then what I'd recommend that you do, because it sounds to me like you've been eating really, really well. So to gain that much weight, there's got to be some major hormone issues going on. And typically when somebody eats a really, really clean diet, such as fish, and they don't eat any processed foods, and they stay away from the bread and the pasta, they stay away from sugars, and you just feel like you're eating perfect, and you don't know why in the world you're gaining the weight. And granted, you might be unable to exercise like you really need to, such as having knee problems or any type of lower back issues, or where the pain is there to the point where it feels like you just can't do the rigorous exercise that you would like to do, then I always want to go to the hormones. So I'd go to your physician, and I would go in and I would have them run several tests. I'd have them look at your thyroid all the way around, have them look at your pituitary gland, have them look at all three estrogens, because there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. All three of those play a role. And one can be high, one can be low, but they all cause excess body weight to form. And really, when you're just sitting back going, you know, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but I'm getting to the place where I don't know why the weight's coming on me right now. Well, usually it comes down to hormones. And so that's why I would get that done. I have a full test done, full panel, and let the physician kind of look at your hormone levels, see where they are, and come up with a game plan. I really think that's your best route to go at this point, because it sounds like the eating is really good. But one thing to add into your diet to make sure the hormones are working right are fats. The healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, such as almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and that sort of thing, is a real key to keep your body balanced. Because a lot of people think fat's going to make them fat, especially when they're overweight, and so they steer clear of it. But if you stay away from fats, the body can't actually make the steroid hormones itself. If you keep the fats too low, it just can't make it. And so it puts you in a negative situation where your body can't begin dropping the weight. So eating fat actually makes you lose body fat. It's pretty amazing. But you want to have them analyze the pituitary gland, because it's the master gland of the body. It's a little gland in the brain, and it controls all of our other hormone systems, even hormone systems that can help you lose weight. So that's what I would look into first.
Actually, in March, about 3 months ago, he began presenting with certain symptoms. They started off with a blinking of his eyes, and then he contracted strep. And, of course, his parents put him on a round of antibiotics. I think it's about a 10-day round. And afterwards, he began to express some other things, like the shrugging of the shoulders. Sometimes a leg would jerk, you know, and this would happen, not constantly, but at random times.
And start changing. I tell you what, hold tight on that thought, and we'll get into this going into the commercial break. So as these symptoms progress, it's sounding like Tourette's syndrome. And so we're going to talk about that when we come into this commercial break. It's something that a lot of young people are being diagnosed with, and it's becoming increasingly more, and we'll get into that in just a moment.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. cure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show, that's Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Going to the break, talking with Mike, and Mike's been dealing with some issues with his grandson. Mike, why don't you kind of recap a little bit? Started out with some, when he was born, 3 weeks mature, I believe, premature.
Three months premature.
Go ahead and recap for us.
Okay, he was born 3 months premature, and basically it's been pretty normal, but about 3 months ago began to start blinking the eyes pretty hard, you know, and obviously more than normal. And right about that time he contracted strep and was put on about a 10-day regimen of antibiotics, and after that he seemed to pick up the real strong shrugging of the shoulders, and just observe him. Occasionally, one of his legs would jerk up to when his shoulders did. It's an intermittent; it doesn't happen all the time. And I've tried to find a correlation between, you know, is it during activity or a certain food or anything. We haven't been able to ascertain anything like that.
Right.
We did contact my daughter. Did write and give a very long, detailed history and account of the child and everything to a specialist, one of the best specialists on that in the country, and his response was, we thought Tourette's too, because so many of the symptoms coincide with it, but he seemed to think it wasn't Tourette's, that it was an autoimmune situation, which left me totally in the dark. I just wondered what your opinion. He's not doing it. He did do some grimacing, you know, when somebody corrects him or something, he would really scowl his face. I know that's another Tourette symptom, but he is not doing any of the verbal Tourette symptoms at this point. So this has all happened in the last 3 months.
So the symptoms have really kicked in, you're saying, in the last 3 months, right?
Yeah, like I said, about the time that he got the strep. And I have read that there's been some correlation between Tourette's and strep, but I don't even know if it's Tourette's now after this specialist he's saying. He may think it's an autoimmune situation. So just wondered what your thoughts are.
Well, anytime you're dealing with these type of symptoms, it's what they call a neurological degenerative disease. And it's just where the neurological system begins to break down for whatever reason. Now, it could be autoimmune, which means the body's attacking itself, similar to, say, a multiple sclerosis, where the nervous system gets attacked by the immune system.
Sure.
The killer T cells and whatnot that we have, the T helper cells go in and they think something's wrong, like the nervous system is doing something wrong and it tries to attack it.
Right.
And that could be what's going on, no doubt about it. The only way, there's several blood tests you can do and check on autoimmune. They actually run tests to check on the T helper cells. You can get that done if you want to go to your primary care physician. Did this specialist that you spoke with, is there a possibility to go see them to have an office visit?
My daughter, doing research on the Internet, found that this doctor, I think he's in California, who was actually just recognized for Tourette's and stuff, and so she sent a personal email and gave detail from when she was pregnant, the fact that the mother was actually 3 months pregnant too, and my daughter was a preemie, and then he was a preemie, and then gave basically his history and everything that had happened, and looking at all of the evidence, this guy says, well, I don't really think this is Tourette's, but you know, he's expressing an awful lot of Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, he is. A lot, showing a lot of that. Now, what about physicians here that you've been to? Have you been to?
I think she's got an appointment that she couldn't get one for a couple of weeks. But at first, she was trying to hope that it was just an intermittent thing. You know, kids pick up a little annoying tick or something, and then it kind of goes away. But when it went from the blinking, they went to the eye doctor. The eye doctor gave them drops, you know, for the eyes, and then she went out. Allergy specialist, and they did all the allergy testing and didn't find very much that he was allergic to or anything, you know. And so they've been exploring different avenues. They thought the blinking of the eyes was because maybe his eyes were bothering, you know, but then it became apparent it got stronger, the blinking got more intense. And then when the shoulder shrugging started appearing, that's when we started getting really concerned, because it appeared to be involuntary thing, you know, just happening.
No, it definitely, those are all symptoms, I mean, strong symptoms of Tourette's. They really are.
Do we know the etiology of Tourette's? Or, I mean, do you know how to approach it?
Well, it's a lot of unknowns, and it's genetic, strong genetic link. So we do know that. But I would encourage you. I mean, she has an appointment with her primary care or her pediatrician.
Yes.
All right. It needs to go from the pediatrician. They're going to go directly to the neurologist, guaranteed.
Okay.
All right. That's going to be your pathway to the specialist. And I think it's smart. I think you need to go and get a full evaluation and have the best neurologist you can get, someone that you trust, someone that your pediatrician really trusts, and have them really look into it and check, because
you
the symptoms are all pointing that way.
You don't feel there's any connection with the strep and the antibiotics?
Oh, there could be. Could be. But at this point in time, rather than, you know, speculation,
yeah,
I think one of the best things to do, because see, they're going to go in, they're going to do some tests, and they're going to check on some things, and there's some certain tests they can run. Until we get those tests run and get the results back, if you want, and I would like that, either email me or call me back here on the show, but I can tell you just by what you've told me right there that it's definitely leaning that way. Even though this other guy, I know I'm sure he's got great opinions and great thoughts and whatnot, but I really, the symptoms are all leaning in that direction. And I really believe that you need to go see the pediatrician, go to the neurologist, and then let them kind of make a decision from there. Because autoimmune, yeah, we're seeing more autoimmune than ever now, and I think it's because, well, there's a host of reasons for that, but could there be an autoimmune reason for this? It could. I'm not going to rule that out and say that there's no way, but there's a possibility. But I think we need to get an opinion and let the test be done and then come up with a game plan from there. But you want to do right now everything you can to support his nervous system. I would start with a simple thing like cod liver oil to support the overall nervous system. 888-283-7272.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We're open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing right now to make a difference with it? What kind of choices are you making? Do you lifestyle your way into getting sick? You can lifestyle your way out and get well. The body changes every single day, but you have to be willing to make the changes. No one else can take responsibility for your health but you. The doctors can't. Friends, your family members, your co-workers, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. And that's what we're going to help you do here on the show. We want to be a opinion for you, a place to lay your head, a place where you can get answers, common sense answers for common sense health questions. That's what the show is all about. So if you know somebody, maybe you're going through something, or you know someone, a friend, a family member, a co-worker that's really struggling with their health, and you want to get some answers to them, let's talk about it right here on the show. Just call 888-283-7272, or you can go to Facebook at Dr. Asa, or go to our website, drasa.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show or answer it in private if you need me to. Let's go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi there.
Welcome. How can I help?
Our grandson, Malachi, is 4 years old. And okay. In March, he was diagnosed with childhood seizures. And the doctor said, a pediatrician said, he may grow out of it. He was having about 20 seizures a day. They tried the first medication. He had a reaction at, uh, of to that, and they've got a second medication, and he's had a reaction to that. He's off the medications now, big mood swing. They were asked to get a second opinion, and by the grace of God, we were hearing your show last night on our way home from Tullahoma, visiting with them, and just wondered if you were familiar with childhood seizures, and we've been into
we see them all the time clinically.
Okay, so I've got my pen and paper here, Granny. Granny's is here writing, and Grandpa's right beside me.
Oh my goodness! Well, let's talk about it for just a moment now. When you're dealing with seizures, there's what are called neurotransmitters or brain chemicals. And there's four main brain chemicals that we look at in the body that can throw a child into a seizure. You've got acetylcholine, dopamine, then you've got GABA and serotonin. Those are the main brain chemicals that we have to look at. Well, typically with seizures, you're looking at GABA. And GABA, it means GABA or gamma amino butyric acid. Is exactly what it means. Now, this is the one, normally I would be telling you all the foods that you need to eat to help stabilize a neurotransmitter or a brain chemical, but when you're dealing with GABA, there are certain things you want to do actually to avoid, certain foods to avoid that will keep him from going into a seizure, and these foods will keep the GABA levels stabilized within the body, and that's where you want to go. So let me give you a list. Since you've got your pen and paper, write this list down. These are the foods that he needs to avoid and not have in his diet. And there's going to be a lot of things he's probably eating on a regular basis. So here we go. He needs to avoid peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oats, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So those foods are foods that he needs to avoid on a regular basis. Now, it may seem like a lot, but it's not really. I mean, just because he can't have certain nuts, there's about 10 different other kind of nuts he can have. Even though he can't have salmon, there's a ton of other fish he can have. So you just have to modify the diet based around that. Supplements that are real beneficial in helping in this area, vitamin B6. There's a version of vitamin B6 called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. And when you're looking at B6, it's one of the main cofactors that actually make a big difference when stabilizing brain chemistry. Another one is L-theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. L-theanine plays a big role as well. And cod liver oil. Cod liver oil has omega-3 fats, not the gel caps. You want to actually use the oil. And you can handle about a teaspoon twice a day. But now they're making cod liver oil where it doesn't taste that bad. It all depends on, obviously, who makes it. But they're putting rosemary in there. It kind of cuts the fish taste and makes a big difference. But the omega-3 fats, the vitamin A and vitamin D are the best for stabilizing the brain chemistry, especially with what he's been going through. So those are a couple of things that will help. I would get started on that and see how he does. Of course, you know, obviously stay in touch with his doctors, but the GABA is the one. That's the one when they're given the medications, they work on stabilizing that. And there's a couple of other neurotransmitters that they're working with, but for the most part, you're looking at stabilizing GABA levels. You keep those stable, and it should keep him away from the seizure activity. And yes, most kids do grow out of it. That is true. But the seizures he would be going through now is something that obviously wants to be avoided as much as possible. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dr. Issa.
Good to talk with you, darling. What's up?
Well, I'm just wondering. I have some recurrent dizziness and or vertigo going on, and I've been told there's not a lot that can be done about it. And
okay.
The doctor has me on some Valium and you know, stuff like that, because Valium, I guess, is good for some of that, too. But so do you have any ideas?
Well,
I did have a car accident way back when. And
okay, there you go. That's where I was going.
Yeah. You know, I broke a jaw way back when I was 20 or so.
But when you broke the jaw, is that when it started, or did it start much later?
Actually, it wasn't my jaw. It was my cheekbone, but it started later, much later.
Okay. When you had the accident, did you go see anyone or just go to the emergency room? They took some x-rays, and that was it?
Stayed overnight in the hospital because it knocked me out, and they just observed me. And then I ended up with some TNJ and stuff like that. And that's better now, but the allergies seem to be worse. We moved back to Oregon from Florida, and allergies are worse here, so it seems like if I keep my nose straightened out, then I don't end up having so much ear problems. But I did have them evaluated one time, and they said I had vestibular neuropathy.
Sure.
So in both ears. I'm not even sure what that is, but they said there was nothing you can do about it, and I wondered if you had any ideas besides taking the Valium.
There's a couple of things. Yeah, definitely Valium is something you don't want to have to take for the rest of your life. That would not be a way to live. Yeah, I get that. Well, okay, three sides to the body. There's the mental side. That's your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and your subconscious mind. And this is what we call the health triangle in natural medicine. You've got the mental side, then you've got the chemical side, and that's all your body physiology, the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all the different organ systems function. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, because they make everything work. The nerves are like the power cords of the body. If they're not working right, nothing in the body is going to work right. So that's where you want to start. You want to make sure that with the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves, that's how you originally injured yourself. When you had the car accident,
mm-hmm.
right, it crushed
yeah.
your cheekbone.
Right.
And the blow to your head was enough to cause a lot of trauma into the spine, the cervical spine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they did the x-rays, to make sure there was nothing that was broken. Now,
right.
just because something's not broken doesn't mean it didn't get shifted around to a place that it didn't need to. The neuropathy they're talking about is more of an inflammation of the nerve.
Okay.
Okay, and so when you have something like that happen, it causes the breakdown of the nerve, but the nerves go from the base of the neck into the inner ear and all throughout areas of the brain and, of course, into the skull and the superficial areas like the skin. But the challenging thing about neuropathies is that it can cause things like vertigo. It can cause pain. It can cause a lot of the symptoms that you've had. And the way to support that is by using vitamin B6. Now, I always talk about B6 in a version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate or P5P, but there's another one called pyridoxine. Pyridoxine is the best supplement. It's a vitamin, obviously, but it works well for shutting down any type of neuropathy that might be in the body. So literally 1,000 milligrams of that twice a day of the pyridoxine would be enough to be helpful in your situation. It really would.
No.
So that's just one thing.
And that wouldn't interfere with the Valium?
No.
And I could eventually just ease off of that, right?
Don't know if you can ease off the Valium yet, but that's just one thing that's going to help the neuropathy.
I could ease off of it after that. Better, I could get it ease off of it.
It's possible, yes. So, but the Valium, I'll tell you another alternative to the Valium. It's not going to be as powerful, but it still works fairly well, and that is valerian root. And you can use valerian root at night. You don't want to do it in the morning, typically, unless you have a lot of anxiety. But valerian root's really good at doing the same type of things that Valium does. It's just not as strong. But you can take it at night before you go to bed. It really relaxes the nervous system, keeps the body under control of stress, and it works very well. So that's another thing to look into. But with vertigo, I want to finish up by telling you that the structural part of the body, right, the bones, muscles, nerves, when you take that blow in that car accident, because that really is the place where they can get in, they can do a full assessment of your neck, see exactly where the C1 and C2 bones are, if they've gone out of place, if there's any degeneration in the little disc in between the bones, such as C2, C3, any of those areas that could be affecting the inner ear. And once you've had that evaluated and really see where they're going with it, I think that's going to put you and set you up in a good place to find the healing you're looking for and to help your body get well. But even though you had the accident years ago, the after effects, if it never got corrected, that's what you're dealing with right now. The other thing that can help with any type of vertigo and the dizziness that you've been experiencing is you can also use high levels of manganese. Manganese works well. About 100 milligrams three times a day. It works hand in hand with potential of ringing in the ears, but especially with vertigo.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We'll be right back.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Scripture for the day comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do everything in Christ who gives me strength. Not just some things, but you can do everything. If you put your trust in Him, the one that made you, He's the great physician anyway, the one that custom designed you. Watch what He'll do with your life. Watch the strength that He can give you when you're going through the toughest of times, because He is the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley. You just got to learn to put your trust in Him. Don't put your trust in other people, other doctors, other physicians, especially when you're going through health challenges. Put your trust in Him. He's the one that made all of us anyway, and He always knows best. This is Dr. Asa on call. Now we're going to go to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. I got a problem with my, a few nights ago I was sitting in my recliner, and when I get up to go to bed, all of a sudden I got a muscle spasm from my knee all the way up to my groin area where that main artery runs.
Okay.
It felt like somebody had crammed a 3/4-inch water hose up my leg there, and it just locked up on me. And I got to the bedroom, and I went to lay down, and I started having chills. I was shaking all over like I was cold. And, you know, it's been real hot, but I got real hot that day at work, you know, doing some heavy lifting and stuff. And I just wondered if I had a deficiency or something, or if it was a something to do with my circulation or something like that.
Did it hurt, or did it just cramp?
Oh, it's like a bad muscle cramp. I mean, it just locked down on me. It was bad.
And then it released. About how long before it actually just let
up? I had to lay down on the bed, and then my wife took some warm, damp cloths and laid over it. And I guess it lasted 5 or 10 minutes, and then it kind of relaxed and went away.
Okay.
But all during this time, I was having the, I felt like I got real cold, and I was shaking. I had to cover up, and even when I went to talk, it was like my speech was kind of slurring or something.
You have any heart disease in your family?
My father had a stroke when he was in his 60s.
Okay. And what is your age right now?
56.
Okay. So, no heart disease. That you're not taking any medications for any kind of heart issues, high blood pressure, nothing?
I haven't had any health problems except one time I had a kidney stone when I was in my 40s.
Okay, that's about it.
Well, I did have a little blockage one time, and they put me in the hospital for that, but they were able to knock it loose with that, what do you call it, the heparin?
Yes.
Or whatever, because the doctor said, because I never had smoke or anything, I'd have a better chance. They didn't have to do any kind of surgery or anything.
That's good. That's good. Well, a couple things is what it could be. The chills afterwards, I mean, that could just be your body reacting to it. I mean, the one thing I would do, have you been to see a doctor yet?
I haven't been to a doctor in quite a while.
All right, this is what you need to do, because I'm a big, big advocate of seeing your primary care physician once a year, no matter what. And I'm even a bigger fan of having a full panel of blood work done every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why, because the body regenerates every day. I talk about that a lot. But our blood cells and our body, as far as the red blood cells go, they die off and brand new blood cells form every 90 to 120 days. So if we go even 2 years and don't have any blood work done, don't get evaluated, just kind of say, well, I'm good, something breaks, I'll go in and get it fixed, then your blood has turned over so many times in a 2 year period, then you really don't know where you are. And preventative medicine is where you can catch things way before they come down the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So in your situation, it could be something as simple as something going on or something with a mineral deficiency like calcium, magnesium, potassium,
mm-hmm.
or it could be something as serious as a heart condition or a serious vascular condition. So, especially with your history of a small blockage before, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if that could be something that's coming down the pipeline for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to scare you. It's to just alert you that, you know, our bodies are fragile. We know that. And we have to have a good head coach, someone to oversee you on a regular basis to know what's going on. And that's why the diagnostic testing is so important. And that's why getting a good baseline of where you are and where your health is is important. I think it'd be important to your doctor. So my encouragement to you right now is to go get testing done, get some blood work done, and go talk to your primary care physician about it and get some things figured out. In the meantime, I will tell you this. The minerals that you need to replace just to see and make sure that it doesn't come back again, mm-hmm. because if it was muscle cramp related, if it was something as simple as that, typically it's calcium. That's number one. Second would be magnesium, and third would be potassium, mm-hmm. in that order. Those three are the culprits. But those are, they're called ionic minerals or minerals, and we get deficient in those. I mean, if you're outside working, and if you're, you know, just lifting and kind of working all day in the heat, it would be easy for your body to respond with, you know, leaching out those minerals and kind of getting mineral deficient through that. So it's definitely a possibility. So you can start taking calcium, magnesium, and also potassium on a regular basis to see how your body responds. You should, I mean, that's, sometimes things like that are a one-time thing, and sometimes they can stick around and linger. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would start using the supplements there for a little bit and see how the body responds. The other thing I would use is if you're out, you're going to be out in the heat a lot and working, you want to use some type of sodium-based drink, such as a chicken broth or beef broth, and you can mix that with water, right. and that'll give you more natural electrolytes. That can be a great help with that kind of situation. But that's where I'd get started. And let me know how it goes. Please go see your doctor, though, and get all the tests done.
It's another hour in the chart, so I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Dr. Asa. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.